changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings and welcome to Motivate Ignite, where we're going to help you set your self-motivation on fire. And tonight we have a wonderful, wonderful guest. So Vanessa, tell us about who's going to be on the line tonight.
Oh, absolutely. This lady is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm loving the topic that she's going to be speaking about, intentions. Crystal Stretching is on a mission to encourage others to show up and be who they are in this world. She's amazing, Amazon best-selling author, passionate speaker, and inspirational live broadcaster on radio. Through her transparent approach, Crystal will inspire you to love your authentic self and uncover the greatness that already lives inside of you. Now, that right there, I cannot wait. Always remember to remind you that you are enough. Crystal, I am so excited to hear your powerful message, and I know that you're going to have the audience on their seats. So go ahead, Crystal, share your message on intentions.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's such a treat to really just be able to walk this path with other people that are really present in their purpose. And I just feel really excited for everyone that's listening in, because I want to start right there. You know, before we even get into this, I just want you listening right now on the line, as you hear my voice, know that you came into this situation and this experience for a reason. You know, I really believe that we are only allowed or opened up to the lessons that we are ready to receive. So if you're here right now and you're listening to this, that means you're in a position of openness to receive. You have this willingness or this desire in you that wants to hear what's going to come forth tonight. So really just take time and listen with an open ear. Listen with a willingness. Soften your heart a little bit and just allow yourself to be in this moment right now, because I believe that this moment was for you, and I'm just here to serve you. I'm just here as a vessel to be the one to bring down the message that I believe is coming from God himself. So if that's okay, I'd like to go ahead and just talk with you a little bit about something that I learned along my journey, and that's the power of intentions. Ever since I was a little girl, my mom and my dad would tell me there was nothing that I couldn't think about in my mind that I just couldn't feel I couldn't do. Like everything that I thought about, every little idea that popped into my head, it didn't matter if I was wanting to write a song, choreograph a dance number, I'd be at church, you know, we'd have plays going on. Everything that I ever saw in my mind, I always wanted to see it come forth. And nobody could tell me, no one could tell me otherwise that it wasn't going to happen. And that was my experience in life. I had this stubbornness about me. And even into this day, I bring that stubbornness into my adulthood. But the reason I'm telling you this is I was stubborn a little bit so much, too much, that I started to begin to think that only the way I saw things is how it had to go. So I was very determined. I was very, you know, stubborn in a good way, where it allowed me to be this willing person to step up and do things I've never done before. But I also found myself unwinding emotionally when things didn't go exactly the way I wanted it to. And my parents, again, would testify. They would tell you of all the experiences of meltdowns that I would have when I didn't have the perfect dress for the dance that I wanted to go to, or I didn't do well in the church solo that I was given because the night before I lost my voice. And I would literally melt down when it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to look. And again, I brought that into my adulthood. I had to have it the way I saw it, the way I wanted it to be. And so fast forward, you know, I'm 29 now. And in college, I had this period of time where I did event planning. I was a nightclub promoter, which is a random awesome fact I love to say about myself, because that'll be a good one when I'm a grandmother. But I was a nightclub promoter. And then I did some events on campus at college in different organizations. And that was one thing that I really enjoyed, was seeing things come to fruition, come to life as I envisioned them in my head. But again, I always saw it being such a certain way. So there were these times when I would plan these events with my friends or by myself, and when it didn't, you know, go off exactly like I wanted it to, I mean, I complained. I became completely undone. And it frustrated and stressed me out to the point where I was like, I can't do this anymore, because events are messy. You know, you go into them and you think they're all going to be perfect and everything's going to go off without a hitch. The doves are going to come out and fly right on time, right? The music is going to cue up right when you want it to be. And the wedding couple is going to kiss right at the perfect moment. And then the videographer is going to get it and they're going to capture it. And the photographer, everything's going to go well. And I started realizing that that's not how events go. And I thought it was just events, so I thought, I'm getting out the events business. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm absolutely not, because that's just too messy. I want things to go exactly how I want to see them. And so I took that further into my adulthood. And then I got pregnant and had my son when I had no plans in my life that I was going to be a mother. But here I was pregnant, and I had my son. And he started beginning to teach me this lesson that I want to share with you. All that stubbornness of me saying it has to be a certain way, my son little by little started teaching me how it's not the outcomes. It's not the outcome. You see, we think that everything has to be exactly how we see it in our mind, right? Maybe you have this big dream, or maybe you have this vision, or you have this great idea you can't wait for the world to see, and you see it a certain way. It's packaged this way. Maybe it's a relationship. You know, he or she is packaged this way, and this is how it's going to be, and this is how it's going to feel, and this is exactly what it's going to look like. And my son just started really making me realize it's not the outcome. We're so fixated and focused on the outcome of what it has to be, that we miss out on the in-between. And I would get so mad at Caden, my son, when he would spill something and I had plans to go, you know, you guys know how that is. I had plans to go get something done and I cooked dinner. Everything was going well. I set up the table. Caden was in his high chair. I give him something and I'm like, oh, I get my 5-minute breather. I go over and I'm going to start whatever this is. Everything's on time, exactly how I had it in my head. I'm doing great, rocking my schedule. And then he spills something, right? Right when I sit down to get comfortable, right when I sit down and go, okay, now I'm ready to do this. And then he spills something. And again, just like when I was a kid, just like at those events, I became undone, completely undone. This is not how this is supposed to go. I saw it going a certain way. You are messing up what is supposed to happen a certain way. And that kept happening because that's life. And I had to start realizing that. Why won't things go exactly how I have them in my head? Because that's not the beauty of life. That's not the magic of life. You see, life is the in-between. It's not the outcome. So when we talk about setting intention, a lot of times we think that is setting goals, right? I want this business for myself. I want this relationship for myself. And then we reverse engineer it and we start attacking that thing. That's my goal. I see it every day. I'm going after it. And that's what it looks like. And I'm just like you. I've done that, done that, done that. But again, what my son started teaching me was, if you fixate on the outcome, you're going to block and box in yourself to just that, right? That's all you see. That's all you're going to get. You don't leave any room, any window, any door open for all of life's amazing bends and curves and flexibility and fluidity. And I started realizing in these moments where things started seeming so chaotic in my house and my son does something and I feel like it's ruining my day, I started having to wake up, and even today, having to wake up and be present in that moment and realize this is an opportunity for me to spend more time with my son. This is the opportunities that I get to have. I get to clean up behind my son when he makes a mess. And that's not an interruption in my life. That's something that's actually an opportunity for me. But I can't see that because all I'm looking at is that fixed outcome, that fixed outcome, that fixed outcome. It has to look like this. It has to go like this. And if it doesn't, I'm going to become undone. So So I just want to invite you, as you're listening to me, if that's something that's relating to you, if you feel something inside of you that's going, wow, she's literally speaking exactly what I go through day in and day out, I want you to open up to that and, again, soften into that a little bit. Because if you can learn this lesson, it's going to critically change. It's like a crucial key to changing your life or manifesting the life that you really say you want for yourself. I was listening to Abraham Hicks the other day, and I was listening to how she says, when you go on a vacation, you plan the vacation. I'm going to leave home. I'm going to go to San Francisco, and then I'm going to fly to Dallas, and then I'm going to fly to Atlanta, and then I'm coming back home. And then you map it out. If you're fixated on the outcome, you might as well not even go on the journey because you're already home. That the end result of the trip is that you're going to end up home. So you might as well, and this is so funny, she says, you might as well scratch it off your to-do list and check it off because you've already gotten to the end. And see, that's the way we think. But we don't set out to go on this journey just to get to the fixed outcome. We go on the journey so we can experience the journey. And that is the difference in being able to wake up and set an intention for the day versus waking up and having a fixed outcome of what your life has to look like. And I will tell you, if you can allow yourself to be in that mindset, if you can shift your thinking just to ease up a little bit and allow that space and opportunity for things that you can't see for yourself, then you're going to stress a lot less. When things don't go your way, you're not going to have complete spirals and hissy fits. Now, we're human. Yes, you're going to still feel it, and it might be an inconvenience. But when you come with this mindset of understanding that life is about the journey and that there's these peaks and valleys and all of these things that happen, but you still have that intention set, then you have this trusting within you that tells you, even though I may not know exactly what the outcome is and I don't fixate on it, I know within myself that everything that is happening in my experience, because I set the intention, is now supporting that intention. So that means everything that happens in my life is here to support me. Everything, every twist, every turn, every bend, every high, every low is here to support my journey. So when I do go after this relationship and it doesn't work out, I can sit back. Yes, I'll be hurt, but I can sit back and realize that was just another bend and another curve to get me to where God, the universe, knows where I'm supposed to be. That's to get me to the person I was supposed to meet. Because guess what? We can't see everything for ourselves. Did you feel that? That was a little hard, right? Because that's a little bit of relinquishing control in that moment, right? We can't see everything for ourselves. You see, we're here on the ground, and we see this little myopic view, this little closed-minded view of, you know, I see a street, I see trees, I see, you know, a few buildings around me. And God, the divine, that heavenly sight, sees a completely different thing. You see so little, and there's so much going on in that atmosphere. And so setting intentions looks like this. Instead of me just fixating and saying, this is the way I want it to be, this is the business I have to have, this is the man I have to marry, you step back and you say, today I'm going to love a little bit more. Today I'm going to be present. Today I'm going to work towards my purpose. Today I'm going to be in the flow of life. See, that's the way I set intentions, because those intentions are literally the underlying foundations that allow that space for God and the universe to bring things into my life that I couldn't see for myself. But if I keep sticking to that fixed outcome, again, I'm going to box myself in. I'm not going to allow that space. And all I'm going to have is that frustration when it doesn't turn out that way. And I really believe this. I don't say this to discourage you. Let me say that. Because maybe you are vibing with this and you're like, oh, man, I'm doing that. That's me. I'm in my way. Maybe you're feeling that little feeling of, you know, disappointment in yourself because you feel like you're in your way. Well, I don't want you to feel disappointed. I want you to hear this and take that awareness, and I want you to shift and go, this is empowering. Why? Because because I can see what I'm doing. And now I know if I can just ease up a little bit, let go a little bit, and allow that space and that opening for things to happen that I cannot see, that tiny shift happens, and all of a sudden, all of these things start to happen. I always explain it this way. When we have a closet, and this is me being mommy again, we have a closet full of, this is me, like currently, like I'm still getting rid of them, a closet full of size 8s and 10s, and I'm currently a 12. That is not my size. But I keep holding on to this fixed outcome of, I got to be a size 8, I got to be a size 8, I got to be a size 8. If I don't get back into that dress, it's not going to be a good life. If I don't get back in that dress, I can't go speak in front of people. If I don't get back in that dress, I got to have it, I got to have it, I got to have it. Now, if I keep doing that, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. I've experienced it. I don't become that size 8, and I get frustrated, and I get so overwhelmed and bent out of shape, and I miss out on opportunities because I'm not that size 8, so everything's wrong because that's the vision for myself. That's the way I want to, the way I see it, and that's the way it has to be. But if I can let go and relinquish that size 8 out of my closet and start purging some of that stuff out little by little, it doesn't fit me anymore, it's not serving me anymore, and when I let it go, I open up this space for something else to come in. For that amazing dress that fits me so well. Why did I hold on to this one that can barely fit me? It's like a teenage size. I'm not even shaped that way anymore. But I was holding on to it. And the minute that I relinquish it, the minute I let go of it, take it out of my closet, I open up the space for that amazing dress that hugs my curves so great. And it makes my silhouette look good. And I feel amazing in it. And it reminds me of who I am. It supports me. I would have never seen that dress because I'm so fixated on that size 8. And so that's what I'm describing to you when I say setting intentions. And I know you're probably like, I thought I was going to learn about goals and reverse engineering, and I wake up every morning, I look at it. But I'm telling you, intentions is a mindset. It's allowing that space for God and the universe to bring to you exactly what you need. It may not be what you want, but it's exactly what you need. And guess what? In my experience, it's far better than you can ever imagine. It's far better than you could ever envision for yourself. But you have to have that ability to flex and flow with life. So again, I just invite you tonight. I invite you as you listen to this. Yeah, you may not want to take a big leap, but just ease and allow a little space. Just allow your heart to have a little willingness to let that unknown part of your life to open up. And if you can just go into the day with things like, I'm going to pursue what I love. I'm going to treat myself better today. I'm going to, you know, smile at as many people as I can. I'm telling you, these things don't sound crucial because they're not hard, measurable goals. And goal setting is great. I'm not taking away from that. But I'm talking about that underlier, that part of us that keeps things blocked and then opens things up. If we can go into the day with those thoughts, and it can be simple. Again, I wake up in the morning, I get my journal out at times. Sometimes I just say them out loud or I record them on my phone, and I'll just say, today, I'm going to love myself a little bit more. Today, I'm going to be kind to my son. Today, I'm going to have patience. Today, I'm going out to a networking event, so I'm going to be open to that experience, and I hope to meet some amazing people. But I'm not going to have a fixed outcome. I'm going to set the intention and leave that little space open for me to meet people that I had no idea I would ever meet. And so if you can do that, I'm telling you, you're going to see this little thing that switches in your life where you're not so fixated, and so you can now enjoy the journey. You can now enjoy the ups and the downs. You can now appreciate the moments that don't seem so pleasant. Because why? When you set an intention and you open up, let go, and allow, you trust and know that everything is working for your highest good. And that is living. That's enjoying life. That's what setting intention does. It changes our whole mindset. So I really hope that you have taken this in. And I just want to invite you now, just for a little bit. I think I have like a few seconds left, I just want you to know that if you've come to this point in your life and you're hearing this message, you were meant for this message. You were ready for this moment. So give yourself that pat on the back and that round of applause for being willing to show up today. And thank you for showing up with me today. And if nobody has ever told you, you are magnificent. You are amazing. You are incredible. There's nothing you have to do for any of those things to be who you are. The minute you were created, the minute you were born, you were all of those things and more. So remember that and own that. And go into your life knowing that you are enough just as you are. Set those intentions. Allow that space for openness. And then step into life and enjoy it. Enjoy it. Thank you, guys. All right, and guys, if you want to connect with me further, you can definitely go to my website at crystalscretching.com. I invite you to sign up for the email list because I'd love to go further with you on this journey. Again, I'm just here to be a reminder of your greatness and everything that I know that already lives on the inside of you. So if you're willing and you want to rock with me, connect with me, you can definitely, again, go to crystalscretching.com. You can also search and find me on all social media at CScretch. And I do several things, but just connect with me and go on this journey with me. I invite you to. So thank you again.
Oh, my goodness, Crystal. I'm sure there's a lot of people on the line today that want to rock with you. So I'm sure that you're going to be getting a lot of connections. And do you have a freebie for the audience today?
Yes. So if you go to my website and you do sign up for my email list, I'll just switch this out. So anybody that goes to my website and signs up for my mailing list, I'm going to let you have my chapter of the Amazon best-selling book, Shift, 20 Women Share Their Stories of Strength, Courage, and Succeeding Against the Odds. I'm going to give you my chapter for free. It's called The Fire Within. It talks a little bit more about my journey and that desire that burns on the inside of you. So I'll give you guys that for free.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is such a great offer. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So your message on intentions, just powerful. And I love the way you broke every single thing down and provided examples, because sometimes we just don't realize what we are doing, which is blocking our own blessing and putting ourselves in that box and wondering why we're not able to move forward. And so I love the way you broke this down, because I was like, wow, okay, that's another nugget. Okay, I'm loving it. I love the way you did that. So I thank you so much for doing that. And I can imagine how many more people, because you just never know. You just imagine how many more people that you done poured into that you have them thinking outside of intentions instead of us staying stuck. Now we have the tools that we needed. So you gave them something to go off of. I'm just so excited. I am so excited.
Yeah, I love that we teach the things we learn, right? So I'm the biggest student of this lesson, so I can definitely share my experiences.
Well, you know, Crystal, I want to thank you so much for being so transparent and for letting the people know a little bit about your story and for really letting us see how intentions can really be, because you took it from a different perspective, and I was so glad that you were able to shed a different light for the audience tonight. And do you have any closing words for the audience before we end tonight?
Let's see. Absolutely, if you'll allow me. How much time do I have?
Go for it. You're good.
Okay. Okay. So, hey, guys. I just want to love on you. That's my favorite thing to do. I know sometimes we go through things that we've never been told by people how incredible we are. And sometimes I feel so repetitive for it because I do it so much, but I realize day in and day out that there's so many people that you've never been told about the amazingness of you. And so I'm just going to love on you a little bit more, if that's okay. So I just want you to know, wherever you are in your journey, that you're doing a good job. I really know how we are. We hear messages like this and we get inspired, but we feel so down sometimes because we feel like we're not where we're supposed to be, right? That should that we put on our lives. We're not where we're supposed to be. I thought I was going to be here. I thought I was going to be there. And that can make us feel so overwhelmed, confused, down and out, feeling like we want to give up, feeling like, why am I on this journey anyways? I'm just going to go back to how it used to be and just give up because, God, I'm still not getting it right. I'm still messing up. And I just want you to know that you're doing a great job. You really are. There's no certain time frame. See, again, that's the beauty of life. We're looking at this outcome, right? There's no time frame. If you're getting it right now, you're getting it at the time that you need it. And that's beautiful at any age, at any stage in the game. I thought I was going to be married with kids and a white picket fence by now, and that is not my life, and it doesn't mean I have a bad life. It doesn't mean you have a bad life. It doesn't mean that there's no more time or no hope. You're doing a great job. You're amazing. And I know that there's something inside of you that needs to come out so you can share it with us. And if you continue to hide, you're going to be robbing us. You're going to be robbing all of us. You're going to be robbing me. I want to know what that magnificence is that's inside of you. I want to see it, regardless if it's on a big stage, regardless if it's in your home or in your backyard community. Whatever that is, that thing needs to come out. So I invite you to keep moving forward and to let you know that you're doing an amazing job. And I love you. If nobody has told you that, I love you sincerely, deeply, and genuinely. I don't have to know you. I love you.
Wow. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Crystal, for being so open today and for loving on the audience. You know, someone out there really needed that. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, who listened tonight. We hope that something was said by Crystal that really lifted your spirits and helped you move into your next level, because we want to help set your self-motivation on fire. So please join us again tomorrow when we'll have Lucinda Cross. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.